A Middlebury-based cooking oil company is back in stores with cold-pressed sunflower and canola oils. But the company, Full Sun, is also looking to help expand opportunities for Vermont grain farmers by providing a market for oil seed. VPR's Melody Baudette reports.
At a warehouse in Middlebury, Zach Hartland holds up a handful of small black canola seeds from one of the huge bags that fill the room.
Yeah, they're like little marbles.
This canola was grown in Prince Edward Island, but eventually, the company he works for, Full Sun, hopes much of that seed will eventually be grown here in Vermont. Nataka White and David McManus began laying the groundwork for the company 4 years ago. Both had been working in the biofuels industry, and they saw opportunity in non-GMO cooking oil from sunflowers and canola.
It has a cage, and as the product moves through the auger, the friction and the pressure squeeze oil out through the little slots.
Their first run of the product was sold last year. In October, the company turned their attention to opening this new mill and began pressing oil again in June. It's now showing up in stores around Vermont. Nataka White says as the company grows, they are relying on sunflowers from Minnesota and New York while building relationships with farmers in Vermont.
We doubled our expectation. We were shooting to have 100 acres under contract, and we actually had close to 200 acres under contract. This was a tough year for growing, for getting any crops in the ground, row crops or grain crops.
White says the weather in June made it impossible to plant sunflowers on some of those fields. Still, farmer Jack Kennett will soon be harvesting a field of sunflowers at a farm in Addison to be pressed into oil. On his own farm, he decided to grow rye for a local distillery, and his own sunflower crop failed.
And we're making plans for next year to hopefully get some canola going and possibly some more sunflowers.
Kennett says having options is an important way for grain growers to cut their risk.
Vermont is a very hard place to grow grain. So being diversified in different crops is a good thing, and I think it's a way of the future.
Nataka White agrees. For farmers, taking on a crop that they're not familiar with is risky, but he thinks with a growing market for grain and oil seeds, sunflower and canola could fit well into a crop rotation, and he sees opportunity for synergy with local breweries and distilleries popping up around the state, including a number just down the street from Full Sun.
One of the things that we've heard consistently when we talk with other growers in Vermont, and that is that by us offering a market for sunflowers and canola, which grow very well in rotation with the crops like soybeans and corn and even grass that Vermont farmers are more used to. By us offering that market, it opens up new possibilities when the commodity prices, which they do, go up and down.
And Full Sun offers a good price for specialty crops. White says the company will always rely on oilseed grown out of state to ensure a consistent supply. As the company grows, they plan to be on store shelves in Boston and New York and add employees in Middlebury. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.